Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Conference tournaments are tipping off, bubble teams are making their final push, while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog and win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He is Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin, it's March, and we're March Madness we're talking about. Conference tournaments starting. It's a great time of year, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's starting to get warm outside. I think that's just all built into the happy vibe of March. The March Madness. You know, March Madness won't be as mad this year, I guess, but still, it's all the same. There's good stuff happening.
It sure is. You got an early favorite, Dusty? Something to help our listeners out with? A good team
really.
To follow?
Don't listen to me on basketball. I've watched very, very little basketball. I've tracked what Penn State's been doing, but I don't think I'd be very helpful in this conversation, unfortunately. Check back with me in a week or two once I start studying up.
Well, I've seen enough Big Ten basketball. A lot of good teams in the Big Ten, a lot, but just like we saw Michigan look like the team for quite a while, and then they end up losing to Michigan State. It'll be interesting. All right. Let's get back to football. We know spring practice is starting next week, Dustin, and a lot of guys have something to prove. They are what we call at a crossroads, and that's what we want to emphasize here in quarter number two and three. We're going to look at those crossroads players. Quarter number two, we're going to take a look at the offense, and we've often over the years talked about guys having a make-or-break year as they go in, and that's typically the guys who they've been in the system for a few years, have not broken through yet. On the offensive side, there's several names we could look at on the offensive line, isn't there?
Yeah, I think just the way that they've recruited and brought guys in, you've got a lot of freshmen, redshirt freshmen types who are there. You know, they're there. You know, we'll start to see and hear a little bit more about what they're doing. But, you know, got Landon Tangwall and Nate Bruce just arriving. You know, Golden Achumba, Sal Wormley, Olu Fashanu, Nick Dawkins, these guys, Ibrahim Traore, these guys are all kind of working behind the scenes. And you've got, I think, a group of more experienced linemen who they have to solidify their positions, I think, this spring and summer. It's on them to kind of hold these guys off and prevent a changing of the guard on the offensive line. So I think that's where, you know, the names that I mentioned, three guys to watch in my eyes, Anthony Wiggin, Bryce Effner, Dez Holmes. You know, Anthony Wiggin hasn't been in a position where he's been able to make a move for that guard spot. You know, bringing Will Fries and bumping him over, he was still already kind of, on the outside looking in behind C.J. Thorpe, who just transferred. So he's a guy that you want to try to see him make a move at that guard spot. It gets a little bit trickier now with not only these young guys, but Eric Wilson coming in from Harvard. You know, Penn State, I think, you know, not so quietly, has a whole bunch of options now at those guard spots. Bryce Effner is another one. He's a nice swing player. He's had to work himself up in weight. He's one of the guys who had to, you know, he's listening right now at 6'5", 301. He's had to work to get him to that, get himself to that point. I don't know whether to expect him as a guard or a tackle or somebody who's maybe destined to be the sixth offensive lineman. But, you know, Dez Holmes is another guy. That's been his role, too. Are these guys more than you know, versatile reserves? I think this is a good time for one or both of these guys to prove that they're more than what we've seen from them.
It is interesting that you brought up Dez Holmes' name in talking about Bryce Effner. I was going to ask about Dez Holmes, that he's shown that he could play both guard and tackle and appears destined, if I were to guess, to be that guy you listed, the sixth man, the first man off the bench. There is a certain value to that, though, Dustin, isn't there?
And you see it play out more years than not, where you need that sixth guy, and you don't know. I mean, if you're capable of playing all the spots on the line, or at least four of them, both the guards and tackles, it's almost like a curse in some respects, because if you're viewed as the glorified backup at any position, that's kind of how you're ticketed. But at the same time, when injury strikes, if there's not a clear-cut, defined backup at that spot, you need that sixth guy to be able to shuffle the deck and come out of it in okay position. And that, you know, that's Dez Holmes, and I think it'll be interesting to see if he can break out of that rut, so to speak, and establish himself as somebody that Penn State, you know, that they need to start.
You mentioned Eric Wilson coming in from Harvard, and I believe a lot of us look at that transfer and say he was probably brought in here to start, not to be a backup. But that there is one position on the inside, probably a guard, that's available and that's up for grabs, and it is probably among Eric Wilson, Anthony Wiggin, Bryce Effner, and Dez Holmes. That's a spot that they could all, if one of them steps up. Now, Anthony Wiggins, he's the junior college transfer, probably has not lived up to at least the fan expectations, Dustin, since getting here.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think just the built-in expectation when you're bringing anybody in from the junior college ranks is that you're accelerating the timetable. You know, this guy has college experience under his belt. Why does he need more time to develop? And I think Anthony Wiggins just probably wasn't as ready as people thought he was going to be. And in the meantime, you know, Penn State's offensive line developed a lot more depth at those spots. He wasn't really afforded the opportunity. You know, Chaz Wright was afforded the opportunity to jump in there because they needed him to. Paris Palmer was thrust into the lineup because they needed him to. Anthony Wiggin is a junior college guy, just like Paris Palmer. They just haven't needed to push anything with him. They've had, frankly, better options for the past 2 years. The question is, can he show that he is the best option this year? I don't really like the look of it for him, just based on all these names we're talking about. Eric Wilson, experience at Harvard. I mean, you figure that gives him an inside edge for the starting job, but you just don't really know with him making a leap in competition, too. I think he was brought in to compete for that starting job. Whether he's the favorite or not, you know, we'll see. But I think they brought him in with the idea that he could be a starter, that he could compete. And if he's, you know, brings that veteran presence to the competition itself, I think that elevates everybody. So I don't know, you know, I don't think he was handpicked to be the starter beyond without a doubt. But I think he might be the favorite, and I think he elevates all the young guys around him then too, because it's the competition's on. There's a lot of guys involved in those couple spots that are open.
All right, let's look at a couple other positions, Dustin. Let's go wide receiver. The two names that you have down here are Daniel George and Cam Sullivan Brown. Seems like they've both been around forever.
It does, and it also seems like, you know, neither of them have really taken advantage or made a move to this point. Daniel George, I think, was had a prime opportunity at the start of last year to solidify himself, to become that number three guy. number two guy, whatever the case was going to be. And it didn't happen for him last year. And now I think the complexion of the depth chart has changed, because now he goes from being the first guy up to not. I mean, Keandre Lambert-Smith was it was pretty clear that they were letting him sink or swim last year, with the idea that this year he will be more ready for the job. So now I think it's on Daniel George that he's got to beat somebody out now. He doesn't have to hold people off. He's got to go out and try to win that job. And I think Cam Sullivan Brown, you know, he entertained the idea of transferring a couple years ago. He ended up coming back. Even last year, where they're looking and trying to find a number three, number four option, his name wasn't really involved in that last year. It's hard for me to see a scenario where he makes just so much improvement that he forces the issue, but we'll see. I think both of these guys, their time's coming to either make a move or not.
Another interesting name. Let's go to the backfield and Devin Ford, who, after the other things happened, Journey Brown and Noah Kane, Devin Ford was thrust into that number one position, but didn't really hold on to it, Dustin. And he was very highly regarded coming out of high school. What do you see from him?
I think the circumstances were tough last year for him to really make a big move, but the opportunity was there. All right, you're the guy. Noah Kane is injured the first series against Indiana. Now it's Devin Ford's show. And it wasn't really much of a show, I mean, to be perfectly honest. Now, the line came along, and maybe there was just some bad luck involved when it came to injuries, and it came to Kevon Lee getting a chance to run the ball at a point where the offense was starting to come together a little bit more. But the fact does remain that I expected a little bit more from him in the audition that he got last year. Doesn't mean that he's written off by any stretch. But now you're looking at, okay, Noah Kane is back. Kevon Lee has established himself. Kaziah Holmes is not a slouch. He's a really talented kid, too. John Lovett comes around. Devin Ford, I mean, I think there's some urgency for him to start to live up to that five-star billing more so than he did last year when he got that chance. Is he a complimentary back? Is he a guy that can be super explosive and bring a whole different dynamic to the Penn State offense? There's still very much a chance for that, but I think there's more urgency for him to do that now than there once was. There's a lot of competition there now.
Quick last word on one last name, Taquan Roberson.
He's got to be the number two, and he's got to show that he can be the number one at some point in the future. We'll start to see more from him. The fact that Penn State didn't use him to this point isn't encouraging, but he's got a big spring and summer ahead.
He does got to prove he's the number two and be able to hold off, at least for right now, Christian Vaiu. And as we talked about in segment number one, there's two incoming players next year who are committed that he'll have to hold off also. All right. That's it for the offense crossroads players. Quarter three, we'll look at the defensive players who are at a crossroads. Stick with us.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the college basketball action. Bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with MetEase Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.